I'm pleased to be speaking today with Joanne Bischoff, author of Be Still My Soul, about her newest novel. Hello, Joanne. It's good to talk to you again.
Hi. Good to talk to you, too.
My Hope is Found is the third book in the Cadence of Grace series. Catch me up on Lonnie and Gideon's story so far.
Absolutely. We first saw Lonnie and Gideon where their story began, pretty much through a shotgun wedding in Be Still My Soul. And so the marriage between this shy and innocent girl and rather cocky, selfish man started off rough. But as they grew together in love through the first book, hope was on the horizon. But then, and though my heart is torn, all that came crashing down. Despite the fact that Gideon loves Lonnie with his whole heart, and she loves him, their marriage must be dissolved, and he's forced to return to his old life and to a woman from his past. So it's pretty much a tumultuous journey for them as they strive to find peace in the situation, while Gideon clings to what seems like an impossible hope of ever seeing Lonnie and his son again. But then Cassie, the woman he's now married to, makes a radical decision, and that dream he thought was impossible is suddenly right there. And so that's sort of when we will first step into the pages of My Hope is Found.
Now, where do you think Lonnie is emotionally and spiritually at the beginning of My Hope is Found? What does she want for her life and for her son's life?
That's a great question. I think when we'll see her in the third book, she's still brushing off the dust from the blow she took in Though My Heart is Torn. And though she still aches from the heartache and loss of Gideon, and though she still yearns for him, she's sort of determined to keep putting one foot in front of the other for her sake and for her son, Jacob. She clings to the promise that God has a plan. He's always had a plan. And I think for her it can be difficult, and really for any of us, to understand what's just around the bend. But God always has our best interest in mind. That's his promise. And so that's sort of what she's holding on to.
Now, the first book in this series just released last October. Has anything surprised you about the reader response? And how does it feel to share something with others that you have been living with for so long?
As I wrote these on my soul, I hoped that Lonnie would be a character that readers could connect with. I think a lot of people felt her pain as they walked alongside her on that journey, sort of rejoicing with her when the sun began to rise, so to speak, on her life. But what was the big surprise was how much readers connected with Gideon. They might, because of the type of person he is, he's sort of the sinner of sinners. He's incredibly selfish. And for people to sort of follow his story, and as he begins to change, as they cheer him on, that's been kind of exciting to see people sort of rooting for him and getting excited as his transformation begins and as it grows throughout the series.
Joanne Bischoff has been my guest today. She's the author of Be Still My Soul, and we've been catching up about her newest novel, My Hope is Found. Joanne, thanks again. It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.